controversial theory, and suddenly they're getting national press, and they ought to be silenced. It's crap. It's crap. It's an act of violence. It has nothing to do with procreation. Yep. Nothing. Zero zip.
They might be a little violent, but it's a sexual procreation act. Sorry.
And well, so you know, the shape of some Jews' heads is leads me to believe that they might be inferior to the Aryan race. That's what some scientists believe. And some scientists believe the shape of a black man's head is so small that it's not quite as evolved as... Some scientists believe that.
There are scientists who believe that...
Most religions believe that black is the mark of
cancer. There are scientists who believe HIV doesn't cause AIDS. They're full of crap, too. There's a lot of scientists who put out a lot of theories, and they're full of crap, and these two are full of crap. And I had to go on air today and say it.
You're wrong, but
there are other people saying
I'm just kidding. I agree with Andrew. So.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Thanks,
this is KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Phil Hendry
Show, 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1KFI. That's our Orange County number. L.A. County can call us tonight and every night at 520-1KFI and 1-800-449-8686. Well, it is getting to that moment in our lives. It is getting to that moment in the collected lives here of myself, Mr. Taylor, Mr. Schaefer. On Monday, that's the day we're over at Premiere, right? We are out of here, and we are at Premiere Radio. We're going to be doing our show for KFI. We'll still be broadcasting here on the airwaves, but we will be at our new studio at Premiere Radio. The Premiere Radio Network's over in the Valley. And I got to tell you, the studio's looking real nice, isn't it, Craig? I mean, they built a studio for us. We have all this equipment. I'm not sure how to use it, but I guess tomorrow I'll get in there and start the digicarts. We've got the 360, which is basically a thing that goes...
Phil Hendry.
But you can go...
Phil Hendry.
Stuff like that. You can play around with it. We have all kinds of remote setups. I've got a full board with slide pots. We've got a great Pacific Recorder board there for Craig. We've got a new Telus phone system. We have, can I bring this chair? I think I'll have my chair. Schaefer is going to be sitting there. He'll have an entirely new Telus phone system to use. And the best part, we've got a view on this, well, not really on the city. Where are we? South of Ventura Boulevard? So we'll be looking at the suburbs, not the city. We'll be looking at the houses there in the mountains and all that crap. So it's a bittersweet moment, and we'll be leaving here. And for all of the wonderful people that I worked with here, and some of them not so wonderful, gentlemen, as Austin Powers said, gentlemen, I bid you adieu. And then he ran right into that wall. And I hope that that's not what's going to be facing us. But that's what we're going to do, and that's going to be on Monday. So the last few days here. Not that it's going to make any difference in terms of what you hear on the air, but for myself, I'll just be looking sort of around me the last few days. Do you know that this is the longest that I've ever been at a radio station in my life, in my career? I've been at KFI 3.5 years, and that's the longest I ever worked at any one radio station. And let that be a lesson to my young friends who are just starting out in the broadcast business. It's very unusual. Although Schaefer's been here... 2 years. Actually, Crozier was... How long have you been here? 22 and a half? Crozier's been here 10 years, hasn't he? Crozier's been here 12 years. And Paul's been here 10. And I don't know who else. Well, Handel's been here a long time. Handel's been here almost 10 years because Handel was doing 6 years full-time, but he was doing a part-time show when I was here back in 89. Who else? Tim Kelly's been here for a long time. Like 10 years. Terry Ray Elmer's been here since 1989, I think. What's that about? How are you able to work at one radio station for that length of time? I don't know. Obviously, whatever mistake I made, I made repeatedly in my career. I think I've worked at some 643 radio stations at last count in a 27-year career. So that comes to about 3 months per station. And then I decide to move on with my career, move on down the road. No, I don't know. It's been a lot. I could name them all right now. Let's see if I can do it in 40 seconds. WBJW Winter Park, WBVM Upstate New York, WKIS Orlando, WDIZ Orlando, WORJ Orlando, WNOE-FM New Orleans, WSHE Miami, K West Los Angeles, KGB San Diego, then KEZY Anaheim, KNX FM Los Angeles, then KMET Los Angeles.
Thank you.
another place that I work at. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Equal opportunity in employment. There is a box on some applications that you check if you are a minority. And that indicates not only to your potential employer, but also indicates to the people who oversee equal opportunity employment in this country, your race, that you are a member of a minority race, and that the prospective employer is doing his part in hiring, what would you say, people of color, I guess. Larry Grover is a business owner here in Los Angeles. He troubleshoots for communications companies. And we've also talked to Larry in the past. He was a member of Conservatives of Kern County, which was a political action group for the Republican Party. Larry's on the line with us from West Los Angeles this evening. And good evening, Larry.
Good evening, Phil.
Your business, you are a troubleshooter, you a consultant?
We are a consultant. Some of the work we do, Phil, is consultant work for different telecommunications companies, phone companies, high-speed communications companies. We do troubleshoot. We do some technical support and some technical assistance. Sometimes we do some installation. It's a small company, but I am in the business of hiring periodically people who can do not only tech support, but people who are also in the business of computer programming and can do actual technical repair. So we're always in the business, and sometimes we do a quick turnover of some of our maintenance and technical support people because a lot of them are kids who are still in school, and some people are out starting their own businesses. And because I try to keep the business as small as I can, I sometimes will subcontract with people.
But you were at least over the last 3 months looking for a technical support guy?
We were looking for a variety of technical support people. And what happened recently to us was this fellow I interviewed over the telephone, and I asked him to drop a resume off. He sounded like he had all of the specialization that we wanted, that we were looking for in this job, of tech support and also some technical troubleshooting. And I asked him to drop a resume off to fill out an application, which is pretty standard.
Why doesn't a resume suffice? Why do you have to fill out an application?
Phil, I didn't hear that.
Why can't you just take a resume from somebody? Why does he also have to fill out an application?
Well, because you need certain things, emergency information, you need information for insurance, and you also need that very information you were talking about for Equal Opportunity Commission in Washington, as well as the Equal Employment Division in the state of California. All the applications that we have and standard applications for any business will have some area where you indicate your race or if you're a member of a minority race. On our applications, we have a box that you check if you are African American, if you are Hispanic, if you're Native American, if you're Asian Pacific. You check this box, or if you are some other minority race, you check the box. And that way it indicates to me, and it indicates to the Equal Employment Division, the State of California, and the Equal Opportunity Commission in Washington, D.C., that you are taking applications from people of color. And as a businessman, it's important for us to maintain that relationship with the law, and we feel it's good for business as well.
I please understand that I don't question for 1 minute your integrity as a businessman in seeking out qualified applicants of color. And do you put ads in the newspaper? How do you do that?
We will take out ads in minority-owned and operated magazines, for instance. We will take out an ad in a minority-owned and operated newspaper. Sometimes we will place ads in minority communities when we are seeking to receive resumes and receive applications from all across the work base, but with particular interest to minority applicants, yes.
And so it's just a matter of making sure that you're kind of dotting your I's and crossing your T's, right?
Well, I don't know if it's that. It's just a matter of making sure that you're in compliance and that you're showing the Equal Opportunity Commission that you're doing as much as you can. There are no quotas, Phil. But they want to know that at least you are getting application and that you are giving due consideration to minority applicants.
All right. No, you had an applicant over the phone?
Well, the guy I was going to tell you about is I interviewed this gentleman. He's 25 years of age. I interviewed him over the phone. I had him drop off a resume and I had him fill out an application. I was not in the office when he did. I get his application, and I notice in that area where you check off if you are a minority, he had checked off the box African-American. And I saw his resume. He had some technical schooling. He had a little bit of experience. He'd worked with a phone company, and he'd also done some tech support for one of the Internet service providers. So I wanted to bring him in for a follow-up, and I did so late last week.
And that's when you saw that he was white?
He was a white man, yeah. And I asked him, and he explained to me that he was an American citizen. He was born in South Africa, became a citizen 4 years ago, and that actually he had been given a green card as a young person because he'd been brought over to the United States by his parents and was now an American citizen and was white. And
how did you feel? So this guy's technically African American.
Well, I felt like that I had a little bit of a problem. I didn't know what to think. He drops off the application. His name is, you don't want me to give his last name, but his first name is Peter, and he is a white man, and I got this white guy. Now, I made the effort. I made a strong effort to try to contact people of color, what they call people of color, minority, African-American, who are black, Hispanic, and I get a white guy. So, you know, it just suddenly puts me at a disadvantage. Because now what do? Do I hire this guy, and I filled my, you know, obligation to hire an African-American, and I just...
Well, because it is kind of a funny problem. This guy is African-American, white, from South Africa, but the spirit of hiring a minority is kind of violated there. He's not really a minority, isn't he?
Well, I think that they need to do something different on these applications to give you an opportunity to get applications from black people. You can't put African American, because when we had African American on the application, we got a white guy.
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, I don't know.
Why can't you just put black, white?
No, you can't put down black. You can't put down black American, because I've worked around black people, and they'll go absolutely crazy if you do that, because that's racial, okay? They think that you're being racist, you know?
Well, why can't you put African-American / black?
No, the blacks will go crazy. They go wild when they see some kind of racial deal like that. You have to do something that is not going to drive them crazy. You have to do something that is racially sensitive, politically sensitive. See?
But you can't use African-American, because you did and you had a white guy.
If you use the term African-American, you're liable to get a white man, because I got a white man. He's born in Africa, currently an American, born in South Africa.
And you can't say colored.
Oh, no. You can't say colored. You can't say Negro. I've worked with a lot of blacks, and they get crazy when you do that. And so I was thinking about it, and I talked to a couple of our tech support people, and I talked to one of our human resources people, and the only thing you can do is go in terms of geography. And we had put down on the application jungle American, or are you an American whose ancestors come from a jungle? Was the only thing we could do.
Okay. I have to take a break. What you're saying is you're putting down on the application jungle American?
We solved the problem by going by way of geography, right?
And well, so jungle American means...
That is clear that your ancestors are black, and you are a black American.
And you can't say black American, why?
Because the blacks go crazy with that. They don't like the racial, the color connotation. And that was my problem, and we got together with our human resources people. We decided on an appellation that was geographical.
So now you have on there jungle American.
An American whose ancestors are from a jungle. is the best way of doing that so that you don't get into this problem. Because I was told by my human resources people we could have a problem.
All right, hold the line. Larry Grover, a prospective employer who is looking for, was not necessarily looking for African-American applicants, but he had the box that you check off, you African-American. He got a white guy who was born in South Africa, African-American. And he obviously was not quite looking for a white man when he saw them check that box. He's looking for someone of color. And his solution to the problem is instead of putting African-American, you put jungle American. And we'd read about this. This is a, what they call a geographic solution to what could be a politically a sticky situation. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover is with us. Larry, because you had you received an application from a guy who you thought was an African American, in point of fact, he was American by way of South Africa, right?
That is correct.
So he's white.
He was a white man, yeah.
Now the solution to this problem, when you do your application process in your mind, is to put a box that says jungle American, because why?
Because human resources people that I talked to and some of the people that worked at EEOC told me that you can't make a mistake with color. You're looking for skin color.
And you can't say black American. Why?
Because the blacks go crazy when they hear that. They don't want to hear any of that. Any of that race stuff. Negro, colored. African American is geographic, but more specific, jungle American, because then you are pretty well certain. If somebody writes down jungle American, you know their ancestors came from a jungle, and about 90% of these the people that come from a jungle are dark.
Or black.
They're black, yeah.
Let me get some phone calls on the line. We have Larry Grover. He is a troubleshooter for a telecommunications company. He owns a troubleshooting firm that troubleshoots for telecommunications companies, I should say. He has asked me not to mention the name of the company for obvious reasons. And we'll go to Paul. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, sir.
You know, you just said something there I hadn't heard before. This man is a public relations person for a major communications company?
No, he troubleshoots for communications companies. It's more technical work, is that it, Larry?
We do technical troubleshooting.
Technical troubleshooting. Thank goodness it's technical and not human resources. But anyway, I'm from the rural area of America. I am of dark skin in Hawaii. And I suppose that makes me a
Are you calling from Hawaii?
No, I'm not calling from Hawaii. I'm
okay.
calling from
But you're
America.
originally from Hawaii?
Yes.
Okay.
I understand that you're an American. But where are your ancestors are from?
Well, that depends on how far back you'd like to trace them. You go back as far as Mesopotamia.
Well, I don't want to get into trouble with individuals that say that I'm being racially insensitive.
My great-granddad is Polish. I have Polish. I have an Irish great-grandmother. I have Jewish godparents.
Well, are you jungle or not?
I have ancestors from the jungle, too.
All right, well, I'd have to go with jungle because I'm looking for black.
Originated in the jungle.
I'm looking for the black skin.
Well, life originally
you got
in the jungle.
Do you have a black skin?
All you have to do is do just like they do
this man is
looking for people from movies.
This man is saying that everybody comes from Africa originally, okay?
Look, Phil, exactly. I don't want to get into a big thing.
Into a big thing. It's simply that if you want to get people for whatever this particular job is.
I'm looking for minority applicants. And that means specifically in America, that means people of color. And I can't
get all people in America of color are not black.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about African American. Now, when I put that down on an application, the guy checks that box.
African
American. I think I'm getting a black guy.
I'll tell you what. You know what would be the easiest?
All right. Well, everybody at this semantical game is very interesting and a lot of fun. But if you put down African American, if the guy checks the box, hold on, sir. If you check the box African American and you get a white guy instead of a black guy, then obviously you need a solution to that problem.
That is my point.
Just say, okay, Americans. We are all Americans.
Well, sir, that's not what the law. That the law does. Okay. Thanks for calling. He doesn't understand the law.
No, I got a deal with EEOC on this deal, and I'm looking. You know, I got. You know, I'm standing out there in the breeze.
Okay, San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
I'd like to make a comment. I've been listening to the conversation, and I'm a pretty down-to-earth, sensible person. And common sense tells me that you're not going to get very many white Americans who are going to reply to the African-American. That's just common sense.
I got one.
Well, you got one.
I got one.
Out of how many?
You know, I mean, how many did it take?
Well,
I got one, and that made me realize I had a problem.
I call on everybody who's listening to this show who has put in an application that says African-American who are white and have responded to that. Please call in right now. Number two, if I find I'm a white person.
Hey, I just want to avoid a problem, okay? You know, lady, you're not I'm the one with my rear end in a sling here, not you, okay? I want to avoid a problem.
Well, I don't know that you're going to get punished for putting African-American on there and entertaining.
No, but I got a white guy, okay? If I'm looking for black people and I got a white guy who's an African-American, what's that tell you?
Well, that means there's one out of many, many, many African-Americans who are predominantly...
I mean, what are the odds of it happening again, Larry, is what the lady's saying.
I don't care what the odds are. It happened to me, and I got to put something on that application. What's wrong with Jungle American? What's wrong with Jungle American? What's wrong with Jungle American?
Jungle American is offensive, and quite frankly,
how's that offensive?
Accurate. You could be from the jungles of Brazil or the jungles of Guatemala.
You're black.
And incidentally, there are a lot of black people from the Sahara.
Ma'am, are you telling me that the people from the jungles of Brazil are white?
No.
Okay, that's my point. That's my point. You don't find one white guy swinging from a vine.
Well, I don't...
Unless... Huh?
I find that whole terminology swinging from a vine.
Well,
I think underneath, if you examine yourself and if you're honest, there's some sort of a problem that
No. I've got no problem. I'm not a racial guy at all. I'm just saying, you don't find white people in a jungle. I mean, in a peat bog or something like that, maybe. But
a peat bog?
Like the Irish, yeah.
Well, all right. Thank you for your call, ma'am. We'll have to take a break. We have Larry Grover with us, who wanted an African American to hire, and he got one, a white guy from South Africa. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. If you'd like to get the best of the Phil Henry Show CD, by the way, our 1999 CD, Communism is Neat, log on to philhenryshow.com. That's the official website of the Phil Henry Show. And there is a link that will take you directly to where you can purchase the best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD. And if memory serves, I think we've got the best of our 98s and our 97s available there as well. If you'd like to purchase that, remember, it's the philhenryshow.com website. And in coming months, we're going to have a lot of different features on that website and a lot of different interesting, but some really cool crap on there. So check it out. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover is with us. We're trying to muddle our way through a problem that he had. He is an employer, troubleshooter for communications companies, and he was looking for a employee, a tech support guy. He wanted to hire a member of a minority. He wanted to hire an African-American. He saw that someone had checked off the African-American box in the application. Turned out the guy was white. Did you hire this guy?
I had to hire him, Mr. Henry. I, by law, I can't turn down the application based upon his race. And if I did turn down his application, it would be because he was white. So
you're no longer in the business of looking for a black guy then?
Right, but no, I am. I want to find a good, solid technical support person of color, an African American, a black guy, or whatever you want. But I can't put that on the application.
Okay, so, and that's the other thing. You don't want to put down, instead of African American, you don't want to put black, or anything like that.
No, they'll go nuts on me. A lot of these blacks will go crazy on you. So I got to put. And the thing that I came up with, that's where Human Resources told me about Jungle American. I didn't think of that myself.
All right, his human resources people want you to put Jungle American on the application. That way you'll get someone who comes from a jungle.
Whose ancestors come from a jungle, right.
Okay, Forest Park on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Like I said, I called in. I've got a whole bunch of friends who are black. I'm a white fella. Okay, I'm from Mobile, Alabama, originally. I'm a truck driver. And they don't mind if you say black person black on the application. And I've read applications that have black on it.
A lot of these blacks will go crazy on you I'm just saying if you get racial, you know what I'm saying?
No, that black is not getting racial. These people know what color their skin are. Okay?
But you get a lot of them, they'll go wild on you.
No, I've never seen it. Okay, and I've got tons of people.
What have you seen
that are friends of mine,
Mr. Grover? What have you seen?
Well, you get a lot of the younger ones, especially some of the younger, black kids come in, and they see black, or unless you're absolutely politically correct, okay, and you say African American, they go crazy. Well, how about this? Why don't you explain to them if they get upset, hey, our government, our federal government wants us to make sure that we're giving everybody an equal opportunity, and I'm looking for a qualified black person. And, I'm not, you just tell them, I don't care what your skin color is, can you do the job, but I've got to have this to meet the needs of the government so they know that we're equal opportunity. The company I'm leased to is probably one of the fairest companies in the world, a large trucking company. They hire anybody and train them for nothing, okay? They don't care what color their skin are. They want to know if you can do the job. And, like I said, I drive.
Well, they put on the application, African, or what do they put on there? I was thinking about putting black African on there. Then my wife said to me, no, they'll go wild on that one.
Well, my friend, if I were a black person and I read Jungle American, the first thing I think about is somebody swinging from a tree that resembles
a gorilla. No. The jungle, if you think about jungles, who lives in them? Guys that are dark.
Hold on. There's a bit. You do not tell a person, an aborigine from Australia, try and compare him to an American black person, because he's an aborigine. And the Indians from Brazil who live in the jungle are a mild brown color with straight hair.
Yeah, okay? No, I understand that, but they're still not white.
But this guy made a good point. An Australian aborigine does not live in the jungle.
They have jungles in Australia.
Oh, okay, all right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they got what they call the bush down there.
Well, let me tell you something, the black people of Africa, and Africa is a huge nation.
Right.
It's almost its own continent, I guess. There's Egypt. Light brown skin. There's the Sahara Desert.
Light brown, see, they don't live in there. That's all desert up there, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but, where's Muammar Gaddafi from? He's from North Africa.
Well, Muammar Gaddafi, that guy, he could be my brother-in-law. He doesn't look like a lot of the,
He's darker skinned than you. But let me tell you
something. He's darker than me. No, you're absolutely right about that, but he doesn't have the whole look.
You're going to make all kind of, I think you're going to make problems with getting a person, because they're going to think Jungle American. That's a connotation that, that would just think.
This man's making a good point. Muammar Gaddafi is he's a lighter skin, and he lives in the desert.
Muammar Gaddafi looks like Marvin Gaye.
We consider Marvin Gaye to be a black man.
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
What do you mean Muammar Gaddafi looks like Marvin Gaye?
No, he does. He's talking about the skin tone.
Okay, I see. All right. Where are we, gentlemen, with all of this?
All I want to say is this. Don't insult people.
How am I insulting them, sir? I'm trying to find a way not to insult them.
Well, I think you're insulting by putting Jungle American. These people out here that are black today, they know what color they are.
Yeah, they're just
as smart as any other person.
Of course they are.
I've got tons of friends, and they don't mind that. I'm going to tell you that your people...
I don't want them going nuts on me, okay? I don't need people...
They're not going to do that, because you know what? They want to work. They want to make money. They understand they're black. They understand we're white. We've all got the same problems.
Let me ask you something, Larry. Larry, if you put black American, are you afraid they're going to picket you?
I get to take the phone calls from them. They want a boycott my beef. You know what they got now is this economic boycott deal. Let me tell you something. That hurts. When they economic boycott you, that hurts. That's bread off the table.
I have read applications where they have black, white, Asian. My wife happens to be South Pacific. And, my wife's got dark skin. Okay? Real dark skin. And jet black hair.
Who? Your wife?
Yes. And
see, there you go again with the jungle. You go to the South Pacific.
She's not from the jungle.
Well, wait a minute. You said she's South Pacific, right?
Yeah, but the island she lived on wasn't necessarily what you would call of jungle nature. They have an airport.
That deal I saw on TV the other night, what the heck was that thing? The South Pacific, Bali High. You know that movie?
Well, I know
that was the whole jungle.
Bali and all
who knows about Bali High?
Well, that's what I
from is close to the Marshall Islands.
Okay, okay? Yeah. Yeah, but there's a lot of islands down there that are desert islands, too, that have very little in the way of vegetation. Thank you very much for your call tonight, sir.
I love your show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling. 1-800-449-8686. So do you hear what that guy said?
Well, I'm hearing what he's saying, and I think as a business owner, as opposed to the employee of a business, I am embroiled in specific problems that I have to solve, Phil. And well-meaning people, all of us are well-meaning people, you run into some problems, and you have to solve them. I have to solve them as a business owner. And so I talked to a lady in the office at EEOC, and I talked to, I forget who it was, Mr. Singer, I think, with the state of California, and I proposed Jungle American.
And you're going to put that on an application?
Well, I want to make sure that it's legal, but yeah.
Okay, here is Spartanburg on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Have you actually spoken to a black person about this this Jungle American thing? Has anyone...
I've spoken to enough black people to know that...
You're not answering my question. Have you actually spoken to a black person and called them a Jungle American?
No, sir, I have not, but I do know, if I could just finish answering your question. To answer your question, no, I have not. However, you try putting Negro down on that application, okay? You try putting colored down there, or black African, something like that. They'll go nuts.
But you see, you don't think they will if you call them a Jungle American?
I'm not talking about skin color, am I? I'm talking about geography.
Telling someone that they're from the jungle is not a geographical way of zoning people out. Then you're
what would you call me, Mr. Grover? My ancestors are from Ireland and Scotland.
Phil, I don't know.
You mentioned peat bog. Am I a peat bog American?
I don't know.
But you see, if you called me a peat bog American, that would sound kind of, you know, I'd like maybe get angry at that. Like all my Irish ancestors are just a bunch of dumbasses that hang around a peat bog, you know?
I understand your point. I understand the point of the gentleman. What's the answer then? What do you gentlemen say I should do?
Well, I tell you what, you go out there and actually call someone who is black and tell them that you consider them a Jungle American and see how they respond to that. No one's going to work for someone whose boss considers them to be someone from the jungle.
Are you saying coming from the jungle is bad? Are you saying coming from the jungle is bad?
What else comes from the jungle? Apes? That's what you're referring to them as.
No, I'm referring to them as people whose ancestors come from a jungle.
Where do your ancestors come from?
My ancestors are from Eastern Europe.
But where do they come from? What was there?
Well,
there were
my
buildings
ancestors come
and
from,
houses.
From Hungary?
There?
From Hungary, primarily.
So they're mountain bushmen?
What are they? Are they like vampire people? Who knows? Hungary. I don't know what the hell it is. Are they from the Carpathian Mountains? Are they sucking blood? Okay, thank you very much. Are they bush people?
No, there's no bush people from Hungary that I know of.
Well, bush people.
What are you laughing at?
Okay. I don't know what the answer is, but it seems to me, and I have to agree with a lot of these people, Jungle American is rough. That's rough.
Well, what's rougher? You call them Jungle America, you call them black. They don't like that black deal.
I don't see, I don't get that, okay?
No, they'll go nuts on you. They will go nuts all over you if you call them black.
Well, I just don't think that's true. And of course, I don't own a business, so what do I know? Atlanta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? You know, we got a problem with line 5 tonight. I'm going to try this again. Atlanta? You see how it says it's still on hold? Hello, Atlanta?
Yes.
Yes, sir, you're there. Go ahead.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Can this gentleman hear me?
I can hear you fine, yeah.
Larry is your name?
Yes, sir.
Larry, what does geography mean to you? Geographic regions, segmentation by geographic regions. What does that mean to you?
I don't know, sir. I'm not a geographer.
You don't need to be a geographer to do that. I mean, your technical support.
Topography, the geography, the separation of landmass, the separation of...
Demographics by geography. What does that mean to you? You're separating somebody by where they're from.
Well, what is your point?
What is my point?
Yeah.
You're assuming that somebody is from a jungle is going to classify them as a African American or a black American?
Yes, sir.
So what would that make me as a white male? A city?
City?
city.
Or a
no,
farm?
Your people didn't come from any cities either.
My people. Where did my people come from?
Well, are you white?
Yes,
well, they were crawling over hills in Europe, too.
So what does that make me?
Hill American, I guess.
A European American?
No, a hill American.
A hill American. Is that on your application?
Look, pal, there's no law that says I got to hire any whites, okay?
There's no law that says you have to hire any black people either.
No, but they do want to know the percentage of minorities.
Understood. But then you have a valid point. I never thought of the idea that you could hire somebody that checks African American, that they are actually African American. Somebody from Egypt is considered an African American. Is that correct?
I don't know.
You don't know, but you know about black Americans.
Right.
And you think it's offensive if somebody calls or puts on your application, which, have you circulated this yet?
Yeah, it's in my office, for crying out loud.
It's in your office?
Yeah,
Does that mean it's an application of the public?
All right, anyway, what? Anything else, sir?
Do you give it to the public?
All right, see you later. This 20 questions grates on my nerves. 1-800-449-8686. Tell Larry, if you wouldn't mind, Mike, to get to the point a little bit. I don't know what it is that he's trying to say now. What is he saying? Is he going to give up on Jungle American? Well, we'll find out when we come back. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover's on the line. He is an employer from Los Angeles, and this is a really insignificant problem. In a lot of ways, Larry, you had on an application a box to indicate the ethnicity of applicants, which is standard for EEOC. And you had a box that said African American. Somebody checked it. You interview the guy. He's white. He's from South Africa. And somebody earlier in the hour made a very good point. How often is that going to happen?
Bill, I don't care. One time is enough, okay? One time is all you need, and that's when you're going to get yourself into some problems, and I do not need that problem. What I want to do is ensure that it doesn't happen again, and the only way to do that is to go for the Jungle American deal. You say black, they go nuts.
Who's they? In other words...
African-American people. You can't do the black... You got to be politically correct.
All right, here is Norristown, Pennsylvania on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, ma'am.
I'm African-American female.
Yes, ma'am.
And when I fill out an application, I am accustomed to seeing black or African-American, and I do not object to that, and most of my friends do not either. However,
a lot of black folks that I know have gone crazy when they see that.
I think you're wrong, and I can't believe what you're saying, but if you wanted to... if I was qualified for the position that you were offering and I filled out the application and saw Jungle American, I would not work for you. I would not work for that company.
What am I supposed to do, ma'am? What am I supposed to do? I'm looking for a qualified minority applicant.
Okay, sir, then you put on your application what is standard, that is either black or African American.
You go down that black road, the next thing
No,
a lot of them go wild.
Your head is in the 50s.
If
this was 1950, you would be absolutely right. But this is the year 2000, and we do not object to be calling other people calling us black or African American.
Well, I mean, you got African American, then it was Afro American, now black American.
Oh, come on, Larry. You're an employer. You got to have your mind in the culture.
I can't believe you're in a position of authority.
Why?
And you don't know these things.
What I know is what I've been told by a lot of my very close black friends.
No, I don't believe black people told you that. I think white people told you that.
You stated
earlier that your wife said that they would go crazy. But if you put on your application...
You did, Larry. You said your wife, didn't you?
Well,
either.
My wife
said... African-American...
My wife said the African Americans would go wild.
No, that's absolutely untrue. She obviously does not know what.
Well, you're talking to a black woman right now, and she says Jungle American is not good.
That is offensive.
How's that offensive?
Because we did not come out of trees. That's what that.
I didn't say you came out of trees. I said you lived in a jungle.
That's what that connotates to us.
Well, ma'am, let's be reasonable. I'm not saying you lived in a tree.
You're being unreasonable. I am being reasonable. I am telling you
facts. I said that Mr. Hendry came out of a peat bog. He's not offended.
I told you that I don't like the idea of being called from a peat bog. Yeah.
You're offended.
Any more? Would you be offended if I called you a mountain goat?
What's that supposed to mean?
your
we're
people
not goats.
You're from Hungary, aren't you?
We're human beings.
My people are from
we're
Hungary,
we're not
yeah.
animals.
All right, what if I called you a mountain goat from the Carpathian Mountains?
I would be offended because I am
Wait
not an animal. I am a human being.
Wait a second, Henry. My people came from Hungary. They're not mountain goats.
They come from the mountains, don't they?
Yeah.
So why don't we just call them mountain goats? She's a jungle American, and I come from a peat bog.
That's where the Irish come from. All I'm trying... Oh, come on.
You're
you know
ridiculous.
Something? You can't win for losing.
Absolutely ridiculous.
No, ma'am, you can't win for losing.
No,
you know, if I
you're
say
absolutely
black,
right.
If I get
Grow
black, if I say black, I got an economic boycott with a black... There you go. She hung up. That's all I need there.
If you say black what?
I get the economic boycott coming from the black. I go the jungle route, I get the same thing. I say peat bog, now I got the Irish on me. Jesus.
Hey, idea for you.
What?
Don't own a business. Don't hire people.
Mr. Henry, it's not about...
No, don't own a business and don't hire people, and you're set. Here's Kokomo, Indiana on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Well, I am a black American. And I have no problem being called a black American. Frankly, I don't think this guy owns a business, because if he owns a business...
How old are you?
I'm 27 years old. How old are you?
These young kids go nuts if they see that.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
That's the problem.
Oh, that's the
problem. Coming through the 20th century, baby.
You're
21st now.
You're discriminating against me on the basis of my age, huh?
You're just discriminating against me on the basis of my age.
Well, I'm not discriminating. I'm hiring you, for crying out loud. I want
you're not hiring me. You're not going to be hiring anybody. Because
I wanted to hire a jungle American because the African-American, I got a white guy.
If you do that, you will be out of business.
How you figure?
Because you'll be sued.
On the basis of what?
On the basis of racism, slander.
Slander? Who am I slandering?
If
oh,
a guy, if you make a guy check off Jungle American, he could say that's slandering him personally.
Very much.
All right, let me ask the gentleman. You're in Indiana, right?
Right.
I call you a Jungle American. You're so far away from a jungle, you're in Indiana.
Where are you when you call me a Jungle American?
I'm in California.
Okay, and I can't get to you, right?
Oh, I got it. So now you got to kick my ass. Is that
there
it?
You go, see?
There
it's
we
offensive.
Go.
It is offensive.
Oh, so you're ashamed?
That.
Oh, so you're ashamed of your heritage, huh?
No. Are you ashamed of yours?
Not
how
at all.
About I called you Indian killing American?
I never. Well.
Or how about I
did
call
kill
you
one?
Phil Henry Show.